really like the way Jerome has performed throughout the offseason along with the preseason. And, you know, he's healthy now, Paul. So, you know, we're seeing that burst that we had early in the year before his injury a season ago. And he has great hands, great leaping ability. He's one of those guys who can make that catch, you know, where you go like, wow, where did that come from? So glad he's healthy.
I know Jerry is right, missed some of the preseason with the concussion. But just looking at him physically and before that, he just looks like he's a different guy. He's maturing physically and mentally, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a guy that's, and we talk about this all the time in our staff meetings, he's so mature for a guy that's only in his second season as a wide receiver in our league. And in his own way, he's a little bit of a leader for our offensive group, our wide receivers. He's one of those guys who we've all grown to, at this point, count on. So he's a great young man.
With your top four receivers, Leslie, I think one of the real unique things is all four have different skill sets. Jennings does one thing. Patterson does a lot of things. Simpson can go down the field. Jarius Wright comes out of the slot. They're all unique. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. And I was looking at them at practice, and I was saying, you know what? We have a chance to have an outstanding receiving core. I like the compliments of each guy's talents. And what you said a moment ago about each guy doing something a little bit different, maybe a little bit better than the next guy, that's fine. Because now we have compliments for everybody's abilities. And so that should help our passing game.
What do you think of your defensive line into today's game against the Lions?
Well, you know, our defensive ends are, you know, three of the best in the National Football League with Jared and Brian Robinson along with Everson. So we expect those guys to get pressure on the quarterback. They've got some new people on their offensive line, you know, with Kevin Williams being a little bit banged up. We're counting on Sharif, LaTroy Guyon, along with Fred Evans to do a good job up front. And I think we'll be able to hold on.
And in the secondary, a couple of new full-time guys. Josh Robinson played on the outside last year. He's going to do some inside nickel work for you this year. And you have rookie first-round pick Xavier Rhodes. In a game like this against Matthew Stafford, who threw an NFL record amount of passes last year, do you expect them to look for those guys early and often?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, they're going to challenge our young guys in the secondary. The fact that this is Josh's first year starting at the nickel position, Xavier, you know, getting his first start in the NFL in the nickel situation. So they're going to be targeted, but I think they'll be able to stand up to the task.
Some exclusive Vikings preseason film coming up shortly, courtesy of Vikings Game Plan. But first, a question for the coach. You can learn more about this at Vikings.com via the Media Vault. This one is from Nick. Leslie, how impressed are you in Harrison Smith's leadership in his second season being with the team?
I've been extremely impressed. You know, his first year, he was outstanding for us. He didn't play like a rookie. You know, he stood up and made a lot of big plays for us. Coming back this second season, he's much more confident than he was a year ago. He's taken more control. He's become more vocal. He's always been a heavy hitter, so that's a plus for us. But his leadership, he's really begun to come to the forefront for us.
He's a great energy burst, just like Marcus Sherrill's in the final preseason game against Tennessee. Let's take a peek at this.
Hey, Paul, let's take a look at the opening kickoff of the second half in our game versus Tennessee, our final preseason game of the year, and the final preseason game at Mall of America Field. Marcus Sherrills does a terrific job of taking the kickoff deep. He's about 9 yards deep. We get excellent blocking from a lot of people up front. Look at Chase Baker making a great block. Take a look at Joe Webb and Michael Monte. Terrific job here. And then Joe ends up releasing and coming down to assist if he can. And great job by Marcus just hitting it and then getting it from that point on. And you'll see it from the end zone copy as well. Just a great run by Marcus, but terrific blocking by the guys that were on our kickoff return team. But great job by Gerald Hodges as well. Terrific blocking. But Marcus, I mean, he shows his speed. This is what he did a year ago against Detroit, up at Detroit. And we're going to need more of that during the regular season. Great speed, great acceleration. Look at the hustle by Joe Webb. You know, never giving up on the play. I mean, Marcus, we need those big plays.
Marcus Sherrills had that punt return touchdown at Ford Field last year.
Yes, Marcus is a very good returner. Here's an example of Christian doing a terrific job of looking things over, identifying coverage. We're getting ready to play the at least we're playing the 49ers. We're down in the red zone. We have an option route to Joe Webb. He does a terrific job of setting up the defensive back with a good inside move. Good route by Kyle. Not bad by Burden as well. Terrific leaping catch by Joe. But one of the things that Christian did, rather than try to throw this on a line, he put some air under to give Joe a chance to go up and make a play. And that takes some touch. So, terrific job by Christian.